Byron Katie, a spiritual teacher, was visiting a woman suffering from advanced cancer throughout her body, maybe only a few more weeks to live. And she can be quite radical in the way she expresses herself, but straight, cutting through mind. So she visited the woman, and the woman looked, of course, extremely unhappy and in suffering. And Byron Katie said to her, "I don't see a problem." And the woman was got angry, and she took off the cover of her bed, and she showed her right leg was 3 or 4 times the size of her left leg. It had already swollen to gigantic because of the disease. And she said, "You want to see a problem? I'll show you a problem," said the patient. She said, "Look at this." And Byron Katie said, "Oh, I see. Your problem is that you think your right leg should be exactly the same size as your left leg." And at that moment, for the first time in a long time, the patient laughed. Because at that moment, the patient disidentified from thought structures. Thought structures that were saying, "This should not be, this should be otherwise." And what was ultimately causing the suffering, there may have been physical pain, but suffering was caused by the thought structures in her head that could not accept what is, that argued with it and said, "No." So the suffering always comes out of thought. Suffering is thought-made. Pain is possible, physical pain, yes. But the two are, of course, are related. Suffering can end before physical pain ends. Suffering can end a few days before you die of some disease. You can come to the end of suffering and you will have fulfilled the purpose of your life on earth. The flowering has happened. The liberation has happened. You stepped out of identification with mind. The flowering of consciousness has happened. For the flowering of consciousness to happen, you don't need a lot more time. You don't need any time, really. And if it should be so for you that you are not sure whether you're going to live a few more months, which, by the way, nobody knows in this room whether they're going to live, because forms are unstable. We just don't know. But if the likelihood in you seems to be greater for some reason, that you may not survive for more than a few months, allow that to, one could almost say, force you into presence. Because life has taken time away from you. Life has taken future away from you, which to the ego is the most dreadful thing that could happen to anybody, but is in fact the most wonderful thing that could happen to anybody. The future is taken away. The mind cannot seek refuge anymore in future. You're either in intense suffering or you are forced into intense presence. And I know some people to whom this has happened. One passed away 2 years ago. Another friend of mine is in that situation now. And the friend who passed away 2.5 years ago became radiant in the last few weeks, months of her life. As the body wasted away, you could almost see light coming through her and peace. And her eyes came totally clear. Oh, what greater thing could happen to a human being than that? Of course, to everyone here in this room, it will come sooner or later, the impending end of this form. And even if you're only 25 now, there's no guarantee that you'll go on to 95 or 100. You may not. So don't wait for life to take future away from you, although when it happens, it's good. Relinquish future as a psychological thing, not on a practical level. On a practical level, you say, okay, tomorrow I'll catch a train. Tomorrow we'll meet here at 9:30 again. Practical level, no problem. Practical future, no problem. Psychological future is the problem. And on that level, you relinquish future, needing to become someone. And so on a practical level, you can do all kinds of new things, explore new things, learn new things, create things, play around with creation, create this or that. But foundation for creation is the inner state of alignment with life. Then what you create is more empowered and will be for the good and not create more suffering. Because what you create out of the egoic state creates more suffering, karmic. So you could build a gigantic corporation out of feeling inadequate. And it has happened. People have built gigantic enterprises and become multi-billionaires and then collapsed of stress. And before they collapsed, they looked and said, what was all that about? And in the meantime, the thousands of employees also were ill with stress and unhappy. So what you create out of the state of alignment will be different from what you create out of ego, and it'll be more empowered. And it'll be different because it'll be in alignment with consciousness, where the whole cosmos is going. And what it is, we don't know. It depends on you. Some may not create anything. You may just be happy sitting there and talking to whoever comes to you. Or you may continue to do your job, but it becomes just a cover for consciousness. You could do the simplest job, like handing out tickets in a cinema. And every person you look at through presence. Here you are. Enjoy the film. Here you are. And you're in continuous meditation. And maybe you'll stay there and change many people's lives, but you contribute to something new. It's a seed can come even there. To anybody who has some readiness, even a minimum degree of readiness, that moment can be a trigger, and it will be for some. They will never know it, perhaps, that that moment was the trigger for an inner change. Or it may be that you do that for a while and then life takes you somewhere else. And suddenly you have a group in front of you and say, well, here we are. Which is always a good way to start. It's our job to deepen presence. Just this. To accept what is, to be friendly with what is, and if on the surface of things what is doesn't look so great, you can use a little mantra that a friend of mine came up with when something happens that goes wrong. This too, this also. Meaning, it is my job to say yes also to this, this too. It's always wonderful when little things go wrong during the day. They always do, one way or another. It's beautiful. Because then every time you can find a space, inner, there it is again. Oh, there it is again. And you smile when it happens. Sometimes you get a sequence of four or five things not working as they should. You have a spacious relationship to things that happen then. Compassionate, even towards things that happen or don't happen as they should happen. Compassionate towards life.